So it seems to me that you could use this for a whole lot of educational types of capabilities.
Yeah, absolutely. There, you know, there are a variety of schools, both online schools and campus-based schools in the area, all of whom are struggling with, and I've been around them, and you have too, around them, struggling with how do you really integrate great online resources that are available everywhere in the world in a more lively kind of way, and getting that balance right, and in particular, being able to tune into stuff that's sort of anywhere in the world, I think, it's already there, but again, it's, I tell people it's kind of like looking at a Model T and thinking you've seen the future. Well, you've seen a hint of the future. You've seen the capability of, in that case, a particular machine, but you haven't really seen the whole network that then is going to become possible over the next several years or many years. And this, again, this potential of this bandwidth would enable us to go kind of from the Model T level, as sophisticated as it already is in the internet, to go from the Model T internet to the next level.
So we have a lot of creatives in town too. We have artists, we have a very vibrant, you know, art community, we have the Kirkland Art Center. How do you think this would help arts or music or some performance types of things?
You know, obviously it would enable you to do more live audience kind of feeds, I would think, so that you don't have to be on a television network, you'd just be on this network, so you could be doing a performance and everybody in the city who is on this high bandwidth network could be there, and there's no delay, and there's no, you could probably then do high def stuff, plus you could record everything and quickly download any high def performances that you want. That's attractive to me because if, you know, you can download high definition video now, but it takes a while. And if it becomes much, much faster, then obviously people are going to do it more. And people are going to record more because now it's available to more. So for the arts community, I would think that it would have a lot of potential in terms of making material more widely available.
Do you have some other interesting ideas for how bandwidth might be used in the home, in, say, medical applications, education, things like that across the next 5 to 10 years?
Well, there was somebody I was just talking to, it may have been on NPR, I heard this, talking about the next big company could be a healthcare company. And the concept was that the company that comes up with ideas for monitoring of health in the home on a regular basis, either for people who are ill or for just, you and me, and the type of services provided by, first of all, that monitoring, at-home healthcare through good video connections, and could become the next big thing, the next big Google. Maybe Google could get into the healthcare business, which they already have. So I think bandwidth to the home ends up with healthcare capabilities. But I actually have another idea that I thought about on the drive over here, actually. And I was thinking about cities. So like the city of Kirkland. You know, cities annex other geographic areas around them.
We do.
Physical annexation. Why do they do that? Well, they do that because it's a better tax base to provide better services for a bigger community, you know, fire, police, you name it. And I was thinking, well, wait a minute, if you had unlimited bandwidth, why would city annexation be limited to geographic areas? So why not annex a city in, you know, Belarus or Iceland or something? So I'm from Iceland, and so one of the ideas was you annex the city in Iceland that has, you know, great geothermal power to run, you know, a data center for yourself. So the service would become more the information services annexation, not the public services, the fire and the police and so on. So, and how would you do that? Why would the bandwidth matter? Well, you would basically set up video walls where you're connected between the planning department of one and another, and so you look like a virtual team between here and somewhere else on the other part of the globe. And you're communicating and working with each other and the likes. And you just start changing the nature of how cities do business.
So then, how does all this bandwidth relate to the concept of cloud computing, both for businesses and home use of the cloud?
It's interesting because there's a fellow that works with me who ran a hosting company for 7 or 8 years. He sold it, and it was a pretty big company. He had about 10,000 different sites that he ran on the hosting company. So I told him about this, for example, the Google wired fiber to city, and he says, oh, what a perfect idea. And I said, what are you talking about? He goes, well, imagine if I had 10 friends and we could just all put, you know, systems in our basements and basically have a group put together of a hosting company in 10 homes and, you know, get all the benefits of the cloud, resiliency. You know, if one home burned down or had a problem, then all the other nine would be there. And he said, I would start up a hosting company. I would start a company that would, in fact, involve friends in my community direct to my house and not have to go in and set up somewhere in a warehouse, right? I said, that was an interesting idea.
That is an interesting idea.
So what would I think then 10 years from now, what unlimited, let's say, bandwidth would do for a day in a life? I believe that I have a daughter, for example, living in London right now. I've got 42 first cousins living in Reykjavik, Iceland. 42 of them, yes, that's true. I've got, you know, we've all got family all over the place. But the concept that you wake up and you go into a family room, and that has a different perspective. And
that's
the
right.
Word family room actually might look a little different, where you've effectively got, you know, a nice digital paper wall, colored digital paper wall, where that room is connected to the other family's room, you know. So you've got enough bandwidth to do that. I remember the first time I had a telepresence session, and it was using going into a room with multiple monitors, and it was a Cisco telepresence. Totally different perspective on meeting compared to video conferencing and the likes. And so the idea of actually having telepresence walls for families or telepresence walls for the businesses in a community is, I think, it's a phenomenal one, but you do need the bandwidth for perpetual, always-on telepresence walls for your family room.